It was just over a year ago that residents of Michigan were told to stay home, stay safe by the governor, otherwise referred to as lockdown by some people due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and with many advisories and recommended restrictions still in place over a year later, it may be a while before the impact of all of this is truly known or felt. Life has certainly been different in Ann Arbor, and to find out how much of an impact we can realize there at this time, we're joined now by City Administrator Tom Crawford. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
Thank you.
Since you're a numbers guy, a finance guy, let's start with the city's financial health 1 year after the start of the pandemic. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you had to start with that one. We're in the process of the budget development now. And so in April, you'll see the city administrator's recommended budget. But this is a challenging time in COVID. Ann Arbor's financial impact was largely a more revenue of an issue than it was an expense issue. And that will be reflected in the kind of budget that's brought forward. So it's been a challenging time. As an economic center of the county, the lack of activity or the reduced activity of people coming downtown and the businesses operating with all the employees there has had an impact and continues to have an impact. So as we look forward, all the things that we do as a community to get back to those normal patterns of life will help the city start to move forward economically.
Can you put a number on that? Can you share with us what you think the impact on the city's budget will be?
The city itself, like in its general fund, for example, is facing probably a $5 million problem. And then the DDA is in excess of $10 million. So the challenges that we've had over the last year, we're coming off from a weakened position financially. And as we look forward, it's really hard to make plans right now because we're really watching to see how things will be different as we move forward. For example, the new style of working remote, you know, there are a lot of people that will come back to work, but there'll be a good chunk of people who don't. And what does that mean for the number of people that are actually in the downtown to maybe grab lunch or are they using the parking spaces? You know, what does it mean for the activities even outside the downtown and the patterns of life that we have? Those are things, you know, are we going to be in Amazon world continually or will people be back out in the stores more similar like they used to? These are things that we really need to see and then start to digest that impact economically.
Will you have to make cuts? Do you have a plan to deal with those decreases in your budget?
I'm working on the recommended budget right now, but they're certainly with the priorities that council has approved through their resolutions. There are some adjustments that need to be made as we look forward. So I'm seeking to do some of that, but this budget will be different than most budgets we've had in the past, actually all of them that I can remember, in the sense that we will need to spend out of our savings to get through this time period. The stimulus funds that came from the CARES Act, which was the one, not the present one, but the prior one, may help us do that. So as we work through this time, we are challenged enough on the revenue side that I do anticipate using some of those funds or recommending that at least. And that's okay, I think, in a time like this, because it's very intense, hopefully short term. But you can't spend all your savings. You've got to really be thoughtful about how much is appropriate, because this is going to take some time to work out of. And we have to be thoughtful about that as we develop our budget plans.
Are you looking at cutting any services or employees?
I'm not looking at any layoff of employees and anything I'm going to be recommending. But I do think some vacant positions may not be filled in order to shift resources from one area to another to reflect the priorities that council are asking staff to move forward.
Well, you've been on the job as Ann Arbor City Manager for nearly 6 months now, and you mentioned City Council. How are relations with City Council members going for you?
City Council changed in last November, and they've been working on how they want to operate together as a group, and that effort has continued. They started a conversation about it in December, and that effort has continued. And so that's something that is really more of a council an internal thing for them to deal with, but they have some committee work and work that they've been doing. So it's nice to see them working to be as effective as they can be.
But as Ann Arbor City Administrator, your relationship with them is pretty important, isn't it?
Yes. My relationship with the council members I think it's good. I work with them and try to address their issues and their policy priorities. So I'm happy to be in this position and enjoying working with the council members.
A few weeks ago, Tom Crawford, you got some publicity after sharing frustration about how slowly the vaccination process has been going for city workers. Are you seeing any improvement?
Yeah, that's the nature of this pandemic. There has been improvement. In the last week, I think it was, there's been some pop-up events to allow essential employees to come get vaccinated. I think one in Ypsilanti and one in Chelsea, and that's great to see. It is still challenging. It is the same for the city workers as it is everybody else to get on a list and hope you can get an email or a phone call, and it just takes longer than you'd hope. The struggle we have, obviously, is the vaccines are not being delivered by, like, for example, our department. So it's hard to kind of bring a department back to its full activities when you can't really control the opportunity for vaccination for that whole department. So it's challenging as an organization that employs essential workers, but we are seeing some progress as the supplies are starting to loosen up and come in.
Do you have any time frame in mind when things will get back to quote unquote normal for city workers in Ann Arbor?
That's a great question. I don't. I mean, we've already announced that we're going to have City Hall closed through April, and it's too early to call that. But I do think that, you know, another month even after that, and having the pop-up events that occurred last week for essential workers in Ypsilanti and Chelsea, in parts of the county, are very helpful. But we've got a ways to go, and we're looking to get into appointments just like everybody else is. So we are looking forward to when vaccines are more widely available.
We're talking to Ann Arbor City Administrator Tom Crawford. A year after the pandemic began, we're still in it. And yet things are still happening. You still have business to attend to. And what are you excited about what's happening in the city right now?
It's a challenging time to work. Running the city, just recently we've been adding to our management team and filling some vacancies. I'm very excited to work with Tom Rojardo, our new HR director. And Marty Pershawn we're adding as our next chief financial officer. I'm very excited to have, increase the skill and diversity on our senior leadership team. So I'm really excited about that.
And one of the duties of the Ann Arbor City Administrator is to provide not only leadership, but vision. So let's end this conversation by you sharing, what is your vision for the city of Ann Arbor at this point?
My vision for the organization has not changed. I still have a vision of leading a healthy and sustainable team of people who can equitably serve our community and at the same time work on the biggest challenges, the most difficult problems facing the city. And that's what's stimulating and exciting, is to serve our residents and to try to tackle the problems that are most important. We have a number of problems that problems or priorities that we've heard from council and the community. You know, the affordable housing, for example, is one that we are continuing to work on through the pandemic. The response to police calls and how find some way to address the fact that they're responding to calls that are not necessarily need a full police response. Climate and carbon neutrality, these are really tough challenges that we are working on and continue to work on, not to mention the everyday work that we need to do of maintaining our transportation systems to the quality that people want. So these are things that are, I think are interesting and challenging to do because it's a lot to do and with limited resources, and I want to do it the best way that we can.
City Administrator of Ann Arbor, Tom Crawford, we really appreciate you talking to our listeners here on WEMU. Come back anytime and keep us updated.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.